Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is January 13, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Linx, PicPay join forces to allow QR code payments. Linx, PicPay join forces to allow QR code payments. Linx has announces its partnership with PicPay to offer retailers a new option for their customers from January. Both companies will enable users to make QR code payments at more than 100,000 establishments operating the Linx system. As per Business Wire, this integration is meant to make life easier for PicPay merchants and users, to prevent fraud, and to bring agility to the payment market, enabling efficient management. Thus, at the cashier, the retailer will show only one QR code, which can be paid on different platforms, including PicPay and other Linx e-wallet partners. C-Trip in talks with banks for secondary listing. Reuters has reported that online travel company C-Trip is talking to banks about a planned secondary listing in Hong Kong. With this decision, the group is put at the head of a queue of Chinese companies expected to follow Alibaba in establishing an investor base closer to China. C-Trip has approached China International Capital Corp, JP Morgan, and Morgan Stanley for its planned share sale in Hong Kong, although initially the company declined to comment on the secondary listing. Also, although no banks have been mandated, more banks may be involved. CICC, JP Morgan, and Morgan Stanley declined to comment. This move comes weeks after the $12.9 billion secondary listing of Chinese e-commerce company Alibaba Group in Hong Kong in November 2019. Ubisoft selects Texas to streamline omnichannel retail transactions. The gaming company Ubisoft has selected Texas physical and digital asset order management processes to deliver a unified shopping experience to players. Texas Distributed Order Management System has been deployed to manage Ubisoft's omni-channel retail transactions, which are largely defined by pre-orders and sharp demand spikes triggered by new game releases. Ubisoft's global customer base, paired with its cyclical transaction volatility, requires system functionality that accommodates peak order ingestion reaching upwards of 3,000 orders per minute. Texas software platform enables Ubisoft to provide seamless multi-platform customer shopping experiences at scale with instantaneous order processing and fulfillment across channels. These transactions are reconciled against a digital distributed order management system through which Ubisoft can detail new release protocols and deferred fulfillment dates. Despite advanced payment technology, there is still frustration at checkout. An Ingenico and FreedomPay joint study has revealed that despite the evolved technology with more payment options, there is still frustration for consumers at checkout. The study Emerging Trends at the Point of Sale takes a deeper look into understanding what consumers are thinking when it comes time to pay in retail stores and what technologies merchants are implementing to enable their customers to check out quickly. According to the study, more than half of shoppers have experienced a technical issue at checkout at some point. On the other side, the good news for retailers is that the numbers show they can quickly close the gap with contactless payment, as 75% of shoppers find the technology easy to use for purchases and loyalty programs. Other findings: consumers are satisfied with contactless, 72% say it is easy to learn and 74% say it is convenient. 84% of businesses accept debit or credit card EMV contactless payments, but only 37% of consumers are aware of the option. 70% of consumers want to earn or redeem rewards without providing sensitive information. 87% of consumers and merchants identify security as the top attribute when choosing a payment method. The survey was conducted in Q4 2019 by Hanover Research and includes the responses of over 350 merchants and 1,350 consumers in the U.S. Visa, Samsung to bring tap to phone tech to businesses worldwide. Visa has teamed up with Samsung to launch Tap to Phone, a technology that can empower businesses around the globe by turning a smartphone into a POS device. Tap to Phone allows sellers to use Android smartphones for accepting payments without any additional hardware. This means that sellers will be able to accept contactless payments using current generation mobile devices. Customers gain from this as well, as they will be able to make payments by tapping their contactless card, phone, or watch to the seller's Tap to Phone enabled smartphone. Building on top of an EMV chip transaction, Tap to Phone software terminal inside the smartphone generates the same dynamic security as a traditional terminal does today for every transaction, keeping data safe. Samsung debuted the Galaxy X Cover Pro, a new device for the enterprise, which features Samsung POS, a solution approved by Visa's Tap to Phone pilot program. This partnership will bring Visa's Tap to Phone technology to a wide variety of industries including retail, manufacturing, healthcare, and logistics. According to the press release, Visa is seeing strong interest in the Tap to Phone program around the globe, with 16 live pilots in 9 key markets. Partner-led pilots have already been announced in Canada, the UK, Ukraine, Turkey, Costa Rica, and Malaysia, and additional pilots are planned in Poland, Spain, Italy, New Zealand, and Australia in 2020. Hong Kong's first neobank lures consumers with high deposit rates. The first in a new lineup of 10 digital-only banks in Hong Kong has sweetened its consumer appeal with a 6% introductory rate for deposits. Za Bank will pay a select depositors more than 3% above other banks, such as HSBC and Standard Chartered, according to Bloomberg. Hong Kong is experiencing other business challenges. Thus, while many are skeptical that these compelling rates can be maintained, the introductory deal illustrates the competitive level for Hong Kong's $410 billion local currency time deposit business. "This is more of a gimmick, which shouldn't become a norm," said Terry Su, treasurer of CMB Wing Lung Bank, which currently pays 3.8% to new customers for two-month deposits of Hong Kong dollars. But competition for funds is indeed getting higher, as 8 more banks are coming out. In 2019, Ant Financial and Tencent Holdings, among other Chinese companies, were granted operating licenses by the Hong Kong Monetary Authority (HKMA) for virtual banks. The industry launch comes amid tension from recent pro-democracy protests that have not been winding down. An HKMA spokeswoman told Bloomberg last week that promotional rates will vary. "While the HKMA will not interfere with the commercial decisions of individual institutions, it would be a concern if a virtual bank planned to aggressively build market share at the expense of recording substantial losses in the initial years of operation without any credible plan for profitability in the medium term," she said. Virtual banks are similar to traditional retail banking services, in some ways, e.g., taking deposits, issuing loans, etc., but they don't necessarily utilize physical branches, reducing overhead expenses. Bloomberg Intelligence projected that these digital ventures would face challenges making inroads in Hong Kong's loan market. "Hong Kong citizens are less inclined to adopt new fintech offerings," said Francis Chan, a senior analyst at Bloomberg Intelligence, "as they are accustomed to comprehensive services offered by global banks, such as HSBC and Citibank. Online lenders may find it difficult to tap new customers, partly due to the dominance of credit cards and Octopus cards." Alan Yip, a strategist at the Bank of East Asia, is also cautious. "Traditional banks are only taking a wait-and-see approach now, as the virtual banking business has yet to make a splash," he said. "The market impact shouldn't be very significant yet, as they will need time to develop. Therefore, the higher rate may not become a trend soon." The B2B payments fraud threat of internal employees. It was a difficult week for businesses getting hit with cyberattacks, with foreign currency company Travelex among the most high-profile of recent cases. The currency exchange company continues in the grips of a ransomware attack that has crippled its operations, as well as the foreign currency operations of its corporate clients, including HSBC and Barclays. As TravelX works to regain control of its systems, restore operations, and mitigate any future fallout from the incident, the cyberattack is yet another reminder that one company's cyber vulnerabilities can have far-reaching effects throughout the B2B supply chain. This week, however, a rundown of the latest B2B payment scams finds that it's not only external bad actors, but entities' own internal personnel that is often the cause of fraudulent activity. PYMNT's examination of recent cases finds employees falsifying invoices, doctoring checks, and faking out companies to steal money from employers. 10% of business email domains are protected from spoofing, according to recent Security Boulevard reports. That means the vast majority of businesses are at risk for an array of cybersecurity incidents, including the business email compromise, BEC, which often sees fraudsters spoofing legitimate email addresses from vendors, and sending seemingly real requests for payment. The risk can also lead to fraudsters spoofing the email addresses of C-suite executives to initiate payments to a fraudster's account. Approximately $185,000 worth of payroll fraud hit a Minnesota company, with local reports noting that a bookkeeper allegedly manipulated payroll data to overpay her salary. The scam reportedly lasted about 5 years, and the former bookkeeper has now been charged with felony theft. About $1 million was swindled from the Colorado town of Erie, with the FBI now investigating the matter. GovInfo Security said a reported cybersecurity incident involved a scammer using the town's website to request changes to bank account information for a local construction supplier, with directions to receive payment via wire transfer instead of check. That requested change was not entirely verified by town personnel, reports said, and the wire transfer information was later confirmed to not be related to the real supplier. The case coincided with another cybersecurity incident at a Colorado water supplier, in which fraudsters infiltrated the utility platform of Aurora Water to steal customer information. According to local Kentucky Today reports, $1.5 million was embezzled from a Kentucky school district, pointing to a former finance director, now the subject of an FBI probe. Reports said the former finance director allegedly stole $1.5 million since at least 2011 by generating fake invoices from legitimate vendors, and using company checks that were reportedly doctored to be deposited into her personal account. According to the publication, the school district's annual audit failed to identify the scheme because only a section of all transactions are reviewed. This week, cybersecurity publication Naked Security reported that $6 million was stolen from a New York company via invoice fraud. Court filings said a former IT executive established a fake shell company that posed as a legitimate supplier of his employer. He was allegedly able to generate invoices addressed to himself, and reportedly used company cash to pay the false supplier, dubbed Interactive Systems. As reports noted, among the suspicious behavior is the accusation that several invoices were submitted as Microsoft Word documents, with metadata pointing to the IT employee generating the documents while at the company being billed. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.